Excuse me. Hey, sorry. Sorry. I'm going right over there.
What's your problem?
Excuse me. Pardon me. Hey. Oh, ow. Sorry.
Hey.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm just gonna.
How do I feed my family?
Can I? Hey, hi. Excuse me. Oh, hey, Drew. Hey. Sorry. Excuse me.
What's up, man?
Hey, it's a great day to be
crowded here.
God. Are you getting chewed up?
No, I'm fine.
Bugs, man. They are everywhere. It
took you a while.
I know. Yeah. Well, I had to park.
You texted me like 20 minutes ago that you were here.
Across the river, and then I had to swim over.
There's a parking lot. I mean, I'm looking at it.
And then I had to.
You're getting bit a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could have put on some.
Watch your hand there.
Bug. Oh, sorry. I could have put on some.
Yeah.
Some bug spray.
You probably.
I hate bug spray. You know. And I.
Yeah. I understand that.
I mean, you feel all gooky, and you're already. It's already hot.
I guess the
sweating
alternative is
out here.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go check out the funnel cake?
Actually, I think I'm going to head home.
All right. I'll see you later.
Bye. Excuse me.
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive, our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Do you think that the listeners can tell what I'm doing right now?
We should have them guess. What do you think Drew's doing right now? Send in your answers.
Yell out your answer.
Yeah. Roll down the window and tell somebody.
Wait, give him a moment to. We'll give you a few seconds.
Okay.
And just. I'll keep talking so you can, like, it give you an idea of what I'm doing. So maybe you can figure it out. All right. Give you a few more seconds here, and then, okay, now we're going to tell you, maybe this will give you a hint. I don't know if you, maybe you heard that, maybe you didn't, but I was holding the microphone rather than using the mic stand. Now it's in the mic stand again.
Now it's in the mic stand. Is that to allude to the fact that the topic of our discussion tonight involves... holding on to things for extended periods
yes.
of time because you have no place to put them.
I'm glad you
you're
picked
out,
up on that.
Out and about.
Out
in
and
the
about.
Summer.
Out and about.
Out and about.
Only if you're in Canada.
In Canada.
Yeah, that's exactly why I did that. Thank you.
Sure.
Because we're talking about the outdoor events.
Yeah,
that become inevitably are a part of summertime. Yeah?
Yeah.
Summer series. We always have to say that.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because people will listen to these, you know, all out of order.
In the winter.
Sure. You know, people, they let them stack up, right?
Yeah.
And then they binge. Right?
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah, sure.
So who knows? By the time they get to this episode, it may not actually be summer anymore as they're listening.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, they might have seen it in the show notes that it was tagged, you know, summer.
Maybe.
Summer
maybe. Maybe. Let's not rely on that.
Okay.
Summer series. We're getting close to the end of summer.
Yeah, it's waning.
Yeah, we're
waxing.
It's on the
waning.
Yeah.
It's not waxing anymore.
No, it did that.
It needs to do that once a year.
Yeah. I want to say, I said it to you earlier today, but I'm getting antsy.
Yeah.
Can we tease? Can we do a little tease?
Oh. I don't know. This is a family show.
Well, it's the summer series where we've got a few shows left of the summer series, and then it won't be long before, and this, I want to tell you about this so you can prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Because I'm preparing.
As am I. I'm always preparing.
From, yeah, go ahead.
Immediately following the end of last year, I started preparing.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
So the
what?
Go ahead.
Awesome Spooky Month will be coming again. Mm-hmm. Second
annual. Whether you're listening to this in the summer or not,
yeah,
eventually it will be Awesome Spooky Month again.
I encourage you to listen to the previous Awesome Spooky Month.
Yeah. That'll help you get ready. That'll help you prepare.
It does contain the most loathed of our episodes, doesn't it?
It does.
So you can end it before that episode if you feel like it.
Yeah.
But Awesome Spooky Month, we're going to do it again. Get ready for it. We've got some episodes lined up.
This October.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The hosts of the Hourchive invite you to a dark and stormy night every week during Awesome Spooky Month.
Brought to you by Honda Civic. We don't have a sponsor.
No, we don't. We
brought
take that
to
back.
You by
Donuts.
Pieces and donuts. Brought to you by Local Donuts. All right, let's...
We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We'll get there soon.
Yeah,
enough.
We'll get there. But, you know, all this summer talk makes me want to be in the fall.
Yeah.
Because, and today kind of, you know, today, not today, this episode is kind of, it, to me, like, it starts, it makes me long for the fall. You go to too many of these, right? And you start you start to long for it.
You get like summer fatigue, and you're like, man, when am I gonna get to wear a sweater?
Or a hoodie.
Yeah, I want a hoodie weather.
But anyway, we'll talk about all that spooky stuff later. This is about outdoor events of many different kinds.
Which you can do in the fall and the winter and everything. But
sure.
I think they're more prominent. They're seasonal events. They're seasonal outdoor events.
I think they go longer in the summer.
Sure.
They'll go longer into the night, right? Because
they'll start later sometimes.
Yeah, they're not as cold. It's not as cold out. And there's lots of different types, aren't there?
A whole spectrum of stuff.
Yeah.
Anything you can do outside, well, within reason.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I bet there's an outdoor event for things that aren't within reason.
That's true. We did just have the World Naked Bike Ride or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, what's that for?
Don't go looking
what
up
is that for?
Pictures. Did you ever notice how, like, whenever they have these activities, these, you know, don't wear clothes activities, like, the naked bike ride, or, you know, one of those runs that's like, it's the take off your clothes and 5K.
Yeah.
It's always like the most like disgusting.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Quote unquote.
Yeah. Like it's.
It's people like me. Just say it.
That was you?
Why is that? Why does that happen? That one?
I have no idea. I don't
and
know
that's
what
a nationwide thing.
I mean, maybe it's a fundraiser for something or awareness.
Who?
But
what?
I don't know. This is the thing. This is the thing. Anything can be taken.
Is that
to an extreme? Like eventually, it just it's like, you know, the bacon thing, the zombie thing, the mustache thing. Any sort of cultural phenomenon. Just it eventually. It gets blown out of proportion, and this is the thing. You have two things here that I think are reaching some sort of weird apex, right? You've got this whole bike race thing.
What do you mean?
Like this culture of cyclist races in urban environments.
Cyclist racists?
There probably is an event for that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, there's all these...
it's the Tour de thing, and the Tour de thing, and the Tour de no clothes.
Oh, brother.
What?
Well, sorry. That wasn't... that wasn't in response to you, but I just read what the naked bike ride is for.
Oh, what is it?
I mean, look, I don't. I said, "Oh, brother," like, like I'm not behind this cause, and I am, but I'm just okay. The World Naked Bike Ride protests oil dependency.
What?
Raises cyclist awareness. Okay.
Yeah, because that's something we need. We need more awareness of cyclists.
And advocates positive body image. Maybe there shouldn't be positive body image.
Yeah, maybe people should all be insecure about their bodies.
Like me. I'm all for not being dependent on oil.
Yeah, but I don't
need
see
to
how
be
that...
naked.
So the thing, yeah. The point is there are there's no end to the variety of
these things.
Outdoor activities, the gatherings,
yeah,
public gatherings in the summer.
There's a lot of times there's a cause.
Yeah, frequently they're intended to raise awareness or funds. Towards something.
Wait. Let's sort of categorize the reasons. So they're like the cause, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's, like you said, raising awareness, raising funds mm-hmm. for something, some sort of charitable organization or something like that, right? Or nonprofit.
Right.
Then you have the recreational, should we call it?
Mm-hmm.
So some sort of fair,
mm-hmm.
right? Or... if it's solely a bike race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of recreation. Then there's the state. Well, I guess that's sort of the fair thing. I was going to say state fair. There's the culinary ones,
mm-hmm.
various cook-offs,
mm-hmm.
and pie competitions and chili-offs and
cereal.
Cereal off?
Wouldn't that be great?
Like people bring their own cereals that they made?
Man, that's the next one.
Is it like homemade cereals?
Sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Shh.
Don't let that
out. Would it be? Like, could you make your own like branded one? Like, could you be like, this is the How I Met Your Mother cereal?
Oh yeah, like a licensed thing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that would fly.
Breaking Bad cereal. It would have the blue crystals, Pop Rocks, with I don't know,
little bald Walter White heads.
Yeah, little bald
little corn
Jesse. what's his last name? Pinkman heads.
Sure.
And little bald, what's his face? The
Walter
uncle.
White.
No, Walt Jr.'s uncle.
Oh, Hank.
Hank, little bald Hank heads.
Yeah.
And little bald Gus heads. A lot of bald guys in that show.
There are. I want to be naked, I want to be nude. Want to walk around in my birthday suit.
So you've got causes, you've got recreation, you've got culinary,
mm-hmm.
musical, right?
Let's say, I mean, you could say arts.
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 Yeah.
Performing arts. You have commerce. You know, there are big places where people bring their wares together.
Yeah.
You know, like either an art fair or farmer's market or you know, something like that, where you have vendors selling mm-hmm. stuff.
Maybe we should change recreation to competition.
Oh, okay. Sure.
But then that would also pull in the chili offs.
Well, there's obviously some crossover here.
It's too hard to categorize.
Overlap.
It's too hard.
That's why we're calling this.
I wish you hadn't tried. Well, I want. Let's talk about the cook-off ones.
Is that your favorite?
Well, I've never been to one.
No?
Have you?
Yeah, sort of. I think so.
You know,
I mean, I've been to those, like, you know, rib festival and.
Oh, see, I've never.
Those like beer and there's one. What's it called? It's like the pig and keg or something.
What's that?
I don't know. It's something where, you know, like drink a lot of different beers.
I've been to Strassenfest.
Okay.
That's something that happened in St. Louis. I don't know if it's a nationwide thing, but it was beer, mainly a beer thing. Kind of like Oktoberfest, I think.
Okay.
But
the beer things are getting pretty big. Like in terms of number of them, there are.
Yeah.
And I guess that goes, maybe that's just a local thing because there are so many microbreweries around here. But
yeah.
There are, I feel like there's a beer tasting event or competition every couple of weeks or something.
Tasting competition.
Yeah. Like, who can taste the most beers?
I can.
Can you taste this beer? I can. You
win. I would. I'd love to go to one of those cook-off ones, you know?
Like a chili cook-off.
Yeah, because you get to taste all these tasty treats, right? Like,
I wonder, anytime you're cooking, you're doing that, like a cook-off thing.
Yeah.
Like, can you really
try them all?
Differentiate as you're sampling them? Like,
well, you know, if you, that would only concern me were I a judge.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just a patron, right?
You're just like I just want to walk around and eat chili.
I mean, that would be the fun thing
at intervals
to find out if you could tell the difference.
Sure.
To see if the, you know, you could spot the nuances of each one. And almost invariably, I think at those things, it's usually like multiple items competing. So you have like a chili competition, and then there's like a baked beans competition,
and bread.
Bread, man,
I would go to a cornbread cook-off.
Yeah. I thought you just said bread. I'd go to that too.
I would go to that too.
Like, you gotta,
I do like bread.
The best bread.
Best bread. That's the name of it.
Best bread. Yeah. Best of bread. Right.
Yeah.
That's a play on the phrase best of breed.
Yeah, best of bread.
Do you know that phrase?
Yeah, that's for dogs, right? Or animal?
And software.
Are you? Is it?
Oh yeah.
You're making this up.
No. We can't get into this here, but it's true. All Look right. it up.
We'll circle back to that later. I don't trust you.
Yeah. So, I would love. I don't know. Do they have any? Or, they must have some here, right? Like what? Well, you're the wrong person for me to ask questions, because I was just gonna say, wouldn't you love to go to a barbecue off? And you wouldn't.
Probably not.
Would you though? I mean, I know you wouldn't really eat any of it, but it's not like a barbecue, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, here's the thing, and this is a blanket statement that more or less encompasses all of these activities, these summer outings, right?
Yeah.
The concept by itself is interesting to me, and because we are unfortunately social creatures, I have some compulsion to go be out and about with my fellow human beings.
Yeah.
And, you know, I enjoy spending time with friends.
Though. Wait a minute.
No, I mean like a group of friends. Like, you know, like...
People
oh,
you know.
Hey, we're going to go out to this
Are you
thing.
Hooking your arm I'm around someone else's arm?
Yeah. I'm like, let's go.
Hooking the crook?
Alamander left. Isn't that...
Is that your friend?
Yeah. Alamander? No, that's that one like square dancing move.
What?
That's what I'm doing. I'm making a square dancing motion with my arm. Right now.
Exit. Stage left. Alamander even.
That's what that made me think of.
Alamander?
I don't know.
I hope that's real.
Alamand. Not Alamander.
Bow to your partner.
Alamand left. Yeah.
Element right.
What's that saying on his boots?
Sneak, hey?
That was an outdoor festival.
That was.
So they go all the way back to the
1850s. 1880s. 1885?
Doc's alive, but he's in the Old West, but he's alive.
So I like the idea behind these things, but there are inherent problems with all of them. So while I may like the idea, and I go to them, it's always with a certain amount of hesitation.
There's a potential for fun. Oh, I gotta leave this thing alone. There's a potential for fun, like, in all these situations, because something weird could happen.
Sure.
You could see some weird dude, right? Like, when you
I like that, that's your, like, your first threshold for entertainment is seeing some weird dude. It's not like, oh, I get to taste some unique flavors, or I get to discover a new artist that I might want to patronize. No, it's like, well, I might see a weird dude.
I might. Think about it, man.
It's okay. Yeah, there's a spontaneity involved.
Yeah, that's yeah. It.
Unexpected, unpredictable things.
Yeah,
involved.
Yeah.
I would. Well, and there's like a madcap sort of vibe to these things. You know, there's like anything can happen. Anything goes.
And you're always, I feel like there's always very little information about what you're getting into. Do you know what I mean? Like they say, oh, we're gonna have, We've got the gypsy caravan. Mm-hmm. That's a thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
And come on down from, you know, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Right.
And, like, that's kind of all the information you get.
Well, they might give you, like, more than 85 of the finest tchotchke
right.
dealers. Yeah.
But you're like, I don't know about you, but I'm always thinking, is there, like, a food? Is there going to be food?
Mm-hmm.
Are there going to be rides? Are there going to be games or tickets?
Will there be indoor raffle? Restrooms, or will there be porta potties?
Yeah. You have to, like, there's all these contingencies you have to be prepared for, you know?
It's true. There's only so much info you can fit on a flyer.
Yeah.
And this is weird to me, too. This is weird to me, too.
Yeah.
Why is it that we live in this digital age where you can create, you know, a limitless document that gives you all the details, everything possible about this thing, and yet we still restrict it to, like, something that you can put on a flyer? Does anybody actually print flyers and hang them up anymore?
I guess people do. I wonder if... I doubt people put a whole lot of thought into that, you know, the fact that they have that infinite canvas. But, you know, it's a holdover, I suppose, from just get the pertinent information out, because people have short attention spans, right? Tell them where it is, tell them when it is.
Right.
Have you ever gone to that gypsy caravan?
Yeah, actually, I've been a few times.
I've been, I think, once, and I got really bored.
Well, that's another
thing. It's the world's largest garage sale.
Yeah, it's a big campus-wide, on a college campus. They call it a caravan, but really it is just rows and rows of people who... I guess the caravan element of it is that people drive in with their trucks or whatever, and then pile all this stuff out of their trucks onto the ground and put tables up. Yeah. And it's all manner of junk. It's basically junk. It's like you might get a few people who are like artisans or whatever, but for the most part, it's like these are quote unquote antiques.
Yeah.
yeah. Artifacts, I think, is a better, more all encompassing term. And it's fun for a little while if you're into that kind of thing. If you like rifling through boxes of junk, and occasionally you will find that unexpected item. You know, maybe it's something you can actually use. More than likely, it's just something you had no idea existed, and you're baffled by, And you just sort of make a running joke throughout the rest of the day about that item.
Do you buy it?
No. No, you don't. You don't. It's a swap meet, right? It's
yeah.
The kinda,
yeah.
That's kind of what it is. Yeah, I've been to it a few times. And it's, again, I keep coming back to these, like, sort of overriding, all-encompassing feelings that I have for all these events, and that it's they're overrated.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it. There's a lot of
I really agree with you.
Expectation
on that.
There is. It's like, oh, this is just. It's almost like it's not enough that it's just going to be an okay activity.
Yeah,
it's like you could either stay in and have an okay night, or you could go outside and have an okay night. But it's always like, you know, oh man,
and there's two different types.
I can't wait to go to the thing.
It's two different types of okayness, right?
Yeah.
Like an inside an okay night, you know what you're in for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a pleasant okay.
Right.
Whereas the other one is like more of a disappointment okay. Well, I mean, it was all like someone the next day, oh, you went to the thing?
Yeah.
Over, you know, downtown? Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
How was it? It was all right.
Does anybody ever go to these things and then afterwards say, oh, holy crap. It blew my mind. I mean, whoa. You know, they're like fanning themselves because they're so overwhelmed. I just had an incredible time. You really missed out by not going to this thing.
You should have come.
You should have been there.
I mean, I was there all night.
You were
going
to rue the day you decided to pass on. Outdoor funky funk.
Let me talk about one that is one that I think is worth going to.
All right.
And that I would come back and be like, oh, yeah, you got to go. The Renaissance Fair.
Huh.
Have we talked about the Ren Fair?
I don't think so.
It's an outdoor event.
Yeah. I've never been.
I'm surprised at your reaction to this. I thought you'd be more excited about this topic.
Subtopic. I don't know why. I've never had any desire to go, and in fact,
have you ever gone?
No. And I'm always like the subject comes up, and I'm immediately like, oh, ugh, huh?
Really?
You know what? Because it's not only do you have all the standard outdoor event trappings,
yeah,
but now you also have like. A mindset
I know why
that is so detail oriented,
which
really bothers me.
Well, wait, what do you mean?
People who
I mean, it's hard for you to claim make any claims about what these are like since you've
right.
never been.
All I have to go on are
you're making assumptions.
The presentations in the media that I have seen.
Yeah.
Of this.
But go on.
And feedback from people
detailed,
who have gone.
Too detailed.
Right. It's
give me an example of that.
Costumes.
Okay.
People wear costumes.
That bothers you?
Kinda.
Like the what do you mean?
Kinda.
What bothers you about that?
It's
we
too
all
much
wear
effort.
Costumes, John.
It's too much effort.
You're wearing a costume right now. You put effort into that, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we need to go back to you discussing the Ren Fair.
We're here. Here we are. I think I know one thing that would immediately sort of put you on edge if you were to go to one.
Okay.
And because usually like the first person you encounter who kind of works there at the Ren Fair will speak to you in character. So,
I don't know if you can hear my skepticism
Wait, you're skeptical that they do that?
No, I'm skeptical of like the need for that. You know, I'm already a little bit.
It's all a show, you know. It's all a thing. So yeah. For instance, the one that happens near where we live, it happens in Wentzville or thereabouts, mm-hmm. and the quote unquote royalty of this, or the nation of this Ren Faire, like the place that they kind of like say that it is. Because you're walking back in time. You're sort of like being transported. Don't roll your eyes. Don't roll your eyes. Now you know, you like a lot of things.
Yeah.
You like that.
I do like a lot of things.
You like Drive, the movie. So don't roll your eyes at me.
Hey, if I can go to a Drive festival fair, I'm
It'd
there.
Be the quietest fair you'd ever been to. Hey, boy, went too big.
Well, it would take place in a parking garage, so there would still be some noise. Anyway,
so this place is French. It's like a French, like city or whatever it's supposed to be.
Okay,
right?
This is supposed to be like you are at an actual like authentic. Collection of
sort of
performers or whatever, circa 17 something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first person you encounter who works there will be like bonjour, and then they'll speak to you sort of with a French accent and be like, and they'll say, "Welcome to the fair." Whatever, like they'll say something in character,
mm-hmm.
and. I know that, you know, that puts a lot of people immediately, people don't really know what to do. Like, do you respond? Are you supposed to also be in character? Right. Is
right.
the question like, are you,
a French peasant who has come to this? Yeah. I mean, I think this highlights a problem there. Like, what is your role?
Yeah. Well, and the role is to just, you can, what I always do is like, hello, I smile and I say hello. I just respond as
you don't say bonjour.
My
salut.
My mindset is that I've traveled back in time. I'm a man from the 21st century. He's traveled. Back
You're
in
a
time.
Connecticut Yankee in
yeah.
King Arthur's
Hello.
Court.
Hello. And pretty much everyone you encounter who works there they stay in character.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they're in fact. This year I went, and one of the guys, he was like hanging out near the entrance. That's the other thing. These people like wait for people to come up. You know what I mean? Like they are, they see you coming and they're like, I'm going to do something fun. So this guy had this big hammer and he was sort of wearing, animal fur kind of coat, like, not even a coat, like a tunic kind of thing, right? Yeah. And he started speaking in like a Scottish accent.
Why?
What?
Aren't you in France?
Yeah, well, you could have a Scot in France if you want. Look, I didn't. It's not very consistent.
Okay, see, that's my problem.
No. They're open to like, you know, it's the Renaissance. It's, you know, yes, this is France, but that doesn't mean we all have to be French. Okay.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
So this guy, I was there with Ashley and my brother and his kids and my dad. And the guy sees the kids and he like sort of takes out his hammer and he's like, we offer babysitting services here, you know. And
oh, nyuk, nyuk, nyuk.
And then my brother like pushes the kids at him and he, you know, feigns like hitting them on the head with a hammer. The kids love it. Kids love it.
Okay.
You know, and then you go around and they have lots of little shows. Sometimes their performances like little acts, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Comedy acts. Sometimes it's some sort of like acrobatics or juggling.
Mm-hmm.
The worst one in my opinion. I shouldn't say that. I don't want to say that. I feel bad because I support this fair. Maybe the one that isn't to my taste is there's a belly dancing show. And it's sort of like...
Does it make you uncomfortable?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get your, you know, face paint there. You can get like a dragon on your face. And, okay. The coolest thing about it is if you're a kid, you can do... There's like sort of a scavenger hunt thing where you get a map at the beginning. And you go through and you have to find all these different booths based on little clues. And they'll stamp your map. And if you get all the stamps, then you can go to where the king and the queen are in the fair. And you can either be knighted or you can become a prince or a princess. Because you've completed the quest.
What is that? Entail like you go, do you get a sticker or something?
You do get something. They do the little sword on your shoulders deal, and they announce that you're sir or lady, what have you. There's actual jousting. They don't literally joust, but they're on horses, and there's a jousting show.
And they ride horses.
Yeah, and they're at each other. There's a good knight and a bad knight.
Uh-huh.
And you cheer for him and stuff. I mean, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I'm not. I am.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
You can ride a camel.
Ooh.
It's gross. That part's gross. But it's good. I mean, it's of all the outdoor events that you could go to, like, to me, that's the best, because good food.
Okay, that was going to be one of my questions. Do they have food?
They do. They have all kinds of food, ranging from, like, quote-unquote period food all the way to standard, like, fair food, you know?
Like fried butter.
Not that bad. No, they don't have that. Do they have, like, kettle corn?
Huh. I'm a little
disappointed in you.
I'm
a little disappointed. Go on though.
I just don't get like what the assemblage of these things, like it individually taken as individual pieces. I have no problems with any of these things.
Yeah,
it's the assemblage of them. The packaging of them, as though that packaging is greater than the sum total of these individual things.
You think that you would rather be walking through just a regular park
and come across kettle corn?
No. And yeah, come across that's awesome. A man dressed as a king.
Yeah.
And he would knight you.
That would be badass.
You would not like that.
I would love that.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Yes.
I don't believe you at all. Or you saw a man dressed as like a fawn. And he told you, this is the fairies part of the forest.
That would be great.
I think I'm not going to say you have a unique perspective. I think you actually have a widely shared feeling on this type of gathering. You know, these types of gatherings. And that you are actually unique in that you still go to them, you know, for various reasons. you know, I, my apprehension is I don't like crowds of people.
Right.
I don't like people. I like the people I know and like.
Uh-huh.
But every person I don't know, I don't like. That's sounds terrible, doesn't it?
You don't feel that the presence of those people in any way enhances
exactly.
your experience.
Yeah.
If anything, it runs detracting the risk. It runs the risk of detracting from it.
Almost assuredly.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always mad at someone who won't shut up or sit down. Or move faster.
Uh-huh.
However, you know what? I didn't get to say, like, the best thing about the Ren Faire.
Okay.
And it's very particular instance that I think you would, even you would have enjoyed, despite your seething hatred for all things that are not, that don't fit in your little worldview. No, we were, Ash and I went and we're watching, we actually went twice this year because we went just us once, as a fun sort of date thing. And then we went with family, but when it was just us, we were sitting there and we were watching, this guy do sort of a juggling acrobat kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, like, we're in this sort of amphitheater kind of setup, right? Not a huge one, like a little, there's a stage and there are benches, right? And I look across the way to my left and near the stand where they're selling, skewered meats and stuff. I see a kid who was dressed exactly like a gnome. He had like a pointy red cap and he had a beard, a gnome's beard, and he had like a blue shirt on, and all I could see were his shoulders up to the pointy hat. Mm-hmm. And he's just sitting there like smiling, enjoying the show. And I was like, and I leaned over and I said, "Ashley, there's a gnome over there." And it was like a magical moment of this, you know, gnome man,
like you spotted something, like it was
like, if he saw
you were the
me,
only one who could see it,
yeah,
right?
And if he saw me, he'd disappear, you right know?
Or turn to stone.
It was excellent. It was the best, probably the best moment from any Renver I've had. Walking in the sea, short twilight. It's the new spike, carnival lights. You slowly kneel, the magic side. Tangerine sky, minus one. Gypsy drive, what doesn't care if you catch your hair in the fairest weave lantern, in the fairest. We've talked about carnivals before, and we've talked about festivals sort of within that.
Like state fair style.
Yeah. But I think this is a good opportunity for me to, I think since we talked about that, I had an interesting experience where, again, Ashley and I, we were sort of talking about how we wanted to go to a carnival, you know, and I was saying, oh, there's a couple places I see that are having them, you know, like in the summertime or whatever. Almost always they have at least one. So I'll keep an eye out, you know, and sure enough, I went to see my dad, one day, and on the way there, I saw there was a carnival happening, in the church that's right next to his, right near his house. And I was like, perfect. And I called Ashley and I said, "Hey, there's a carnival happening here. This afternoon, meet me over at my dad's and we'll go to the carnival, you know?" So the time comes and she shows up, and I guess it's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we drive over.
And you're like, "Just kidding, we're going to the Renaissance Fair again.
We're going to the Sword Swallower.
Third time."
Gotcha. So it takes forever to park, right? Especially in this situation, because it's like all back, like residential streets and stuff. So you have to park along the street. And so then it takes forever for us to walk up to it. We're excited. We're like, all right, you know, carnival rides, games, you know, it's going to be fun. It's like, you know, and it was not super early in our relationship, but still early enough. Like, oh, this will be a fun date thing, you know, classic sort of girlfriend, boyfriend enjoyment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we walk. We're getting closer and closer, and we realize, like, there's this huge crowd gathered around the main, like, stage that they have set up. And the closer we get, the more we can hear, like, singing, and it almost sounds like chanting. And I'm starting to get, like, nervous. And we're both kind of like, what's going on here? And we finally get right up to it, and they are singing, and they're having mass.
Outside?
The whole carnival. All the rides are shut down.
What?
All the games are closed so that they can do mass. And it, for those of you who are not aware, mass can take a while. Right? I mean,
yeah.
This is...
like at least 45 minutes, an hour.
Could be, yeah, like over an hour. And who knows when they started. Actually, it may have been near the end because they were doing communion.
Okay.
But everyone at the carnival was in line to partake in communion.
That is terrifying.
And there were like three lines. And we were like, we are not in the right place. People are going to notice us soon.
Away.
Yeah. Don't make any sudden moves, Ashley. We're going to slowly back away. And so we left, and that was
you didn't
like,
need to go on any rides.
No one was operating them.
That's crazy.
It was a ghost town at the carnival area.
That is creepy. Children of the Corn style.
And I don't mean to like say, oh, it's creepy because it's mass or like
right. No, you know, just the fact that like everything shuts down.
Yeah,
that's
creepy.
Yeah,
yeah, and any group of people like singing or.
Yes.
Doing anything.
Doing anything in unison.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah. So we got out of there. However, we did later go to a carnival around where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on a Ferris wheel. Yeah, Ferris wheel. And it was terrifying for both of us. So maybe we dodged a bullet, you know, back then. I don't know. Maybe this is more of a cultural fair.
Mm-hmm.
Again, here locally, like quote unquote, there's the Apple Butter Festival.
Oh yeah,
you've heard of this?
Yeah, been to it.
I've been to it. It's interesting. I mean, this is a thing where I had no idea what to expect.
Uh-huh.
I knew like very little about it. And there was information out there. I just chose not to seek it out, you know?
Right.
And we got there.
Spoiler free. You wanted your experience to be spoiler free.
We got there and like, it was weird. It was instantly weird because like you couldn't drive to the Apple Butter Festival itself. Like you drove to a sort of a muster point. You know, and like everyone gathered up and got onto school buses and then they drove you into the actual festival. And then you offloaded and they're like, the bus comes by here, you know, every few minutes. So when you're ready to go, just come wait.
Shuttle service.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And they had stands where they're selling like various things, handmade things,
mm-hmm.
be it art or, you know, toys, handmade mm-hmm. toys. Some of it's just that stuff. Like, I always wonder. So, like, one of the stands was like a hair holder upper, you know, for like girls, like some kind of like revolution, you know, it was as seen on TV type of thing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm always like, what do people like buy? Or like get like a license to sell these things like almost as a little franchise or something, and then they set up at these things.
Yeah, they're like a dealer. Yeah.
It's so strange to me. But there was food. There's tons of food.
Yeah.
So, and it was all that, you know, like festival food where there's like a truck that they've opened the side of and, you know, you can get various things. And there was a band, I think, at one point. But the main thing is the apple butter, right? And sort of in the center of it, there's this little, I was going to say shack. It's not a shack. It's like a sort of like a sort of lodge kind of set up. There's an inside, and then there's like an overhang outside. And then under the overhang is this huge like cauldron where this guy is just pushing a giant like churn thing back and forth. And they're making
butter.
Apple butter.
Yeah.
And like people walk up and they're like, do you want to try do you know churning? And you know, they're like kids. Basically, I did it. I got in there, and
hey,
they
Drew,
said,
do you want to try the churn?
And then, I'll do it. And they're like, you know, I was like, how long does this take? I think they said something absurd, like 6 hours or something. I'm like, you have to push, you know, you have that like scripted conversation. Oh, you have to push the thing for 6 hours. I could never do that, you know? And then, and while I was churning, like, my family was in there buying the apple butter to take home
in jars.
Stuff. I think I got kettle corn while I was. I love kettle corn. Did I?
You didn't talk about your love of kettle corn.
I just love it.
It's good.
Salty sweet.
Yeah.
Salty sweet. That's great. I'm a huge fan.
It reminds me of fall, honestly.
Come on now.
It does.
Stay on topic.
Sorry. Teaser.
Yeah. Tease. Spoiler. I was impressed. I genuinely enjoyed myself at the Apple Butter Festival.
Awesome. I have not been in probably 20 something years.
There was a petting zoo.
Oh, Lord.
And I went in there with my niece and nephews and my brother, and they had a camel.
What is it with these things
and
camels?
Man. Like. and they had like a llama and they had, you know, pigs and goats and you get a handful of food or a little cup. You get a cup of food, but you can't give it. You got to put your hand in there so they can eat it. And I was done. The kids were all done. They, you know, the food was all used up. We walked back outside, and Ashley would not let me touch her because my hands were just covered in saliva.
What is that? What? These things, they fed themselves just fine before humans were around.
Well, it's not for them, is it? It's the joy of human-animal interaction, you know. In most instances, these creatures would run from us, and rightly so, because we slaughter them. but
if we hold out a little cup of grain, maybe.
Well, only in this setting, you know, these are domesticated.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, it's fun to pet a goat or a pig. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe, I think that says it all.
It's. I genuinely think it's fun. You know, if you like animals, I think it's cool. I think it's cool to get close to an animal and pet it. And yeah, they smell. And they're gross, but whatever. So are humans.
Good point.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Who's grosser?
Yeah.
You know, the animals are.
Outdoor activities, sometimes, you know, it's close. It's a close call. People get sweaty. They get all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Where do we land?
I think they are a necessary evil. No, I don't.
Wow.
No, I think. I think there's a reason that people go to these things, and I think it's, you know, I think if there can be a really a optimistic all in, this is awesome point to make in this discussion. I think it's that these types of events are not, they're not dwindling, they're not fading away. They're only getting bigger and more diverse.
More
and
numerous.
I think that's awesome. You know, I think it's great that there are different, so many options for people to have these communal things, especially in light of the fact that, you know, we as a society are probably less communal than ever, you know,
physically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's great that there are more ways for people to do this, you know, and I don't really think that that's a conscious thing. I think it's just sort of happening. It's
you
know, people are craving it or whatever. Or maybe they just want to try a lot of beer.
Well, I think part of it, part of it is because community is changing, right? Like it used to be you're restricted to your physical community and where you are and the people you have access to. And now that our communities have become digital, you know, like now you have these very specialized communities who can organize and can say, okay, we're going to do a sword swallowers festival, you know, in August. So be there, all you sword swallowing enthusiasts, you know, and like, and you can get enough people for that because they can find each other now.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
It's a good thing. And, you know, our personal hang-ups about them, they don't enter into that.
Forget them. Leave them at home.
What's the festival you would run? Like, if what's the, you know, like...
If I were going
to... You have to organize a festival. What's the theme?
Create a congregation of some type.
Yeah, gathering, some sort of...
Yeah.
What's your summer activity, I guess? Summer event.
Maybe like a slip and slide convention.
Oh yeah.
You know, where like people just, you know, bring out their Crocodile Miles their Wet Bananas.
Be incredibly dangerous.
Yes. People would be like sliding into each other all over the place. Yeah.
I would do like a Muppet festival type thing.
Oh yeah.
And then because there's so many people, like the puppeteers could kind of hide within the people.
Ah,
you
yeah.
know, and then Kermit and Fozzie can like talk to you and be like, hey, what's up, man? You know?
That'd be really cool. There.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be good.
And then
they
do a show.
What if we combined them?
The slip and slide.
And you've got like sliding puppeteers. Yeah.
Or just send the puppets down.
Yeah.
And the puppeteer can be like, ah.
It's like Muppet bowling.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, we've got to work it out for ourselves
get
for next
planning.
Summer.
Yeah.
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 Well,
all right.
Push the hose.
Put it. You say it. You say it. I always say it.
What? I tried to get you to say it again.
I'm not saying
it. I'm putting this in the archive.
Yeah.